Hello, this is Gerd Leonhard, futurist and CEO of the Futures Agency. Today with a quick podcast on the future of jobs, work and employment. So I've been looking at this in great depth and because of automation and digitization and what I call the seven Asians, digitization, robotization, virtualization, automation, disintermediation, optimization, and what was the last one? robotization. Anyway, because of all those trends, the future holds that we will have new jobs unfolding in other areas while other jobs will rapidly disappear. And of course, it's not a secret that this time it's real, because this time we have technology making leaps in exponential ways, which is completely different than to what we had before in the industrial age, when we had huge shifts in the job market, but new jobs were added, were created as part of it. So basically where we're heading with this is two different things. We're going to see development and new jobs in primarily two areas, and that is what has been called STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I mean, clearly technology has become so important to our society. It's growing exponentially. Most of the huge new companies and the unicorns are technology companies, the so-called unicorns, valued at over $1 billion each. So STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, there will be many new jobs there, even though there's already a tendency to say that artificial intelligence could actually program websites or write its own code. So it may not last long enough for really to make a difference in the job market. But if I was to tell my kids what to do, this would be one of the things, if they were actually listening to me, this would be one of the things that I would recommend is to investigate a job there. On the other hand, we have the humanity related jobs and professions. So basically humanity, ethics, creativity, and imagination. And if you wish, you can call that hecky. Humanity, ethics, creativity, and imagination or intuition. And those are the other jobs that we'll be seeing a lot of. Basically all of the jobs that are strictly human. Storytelling, marketing to a large degree, doing things that only humans can do, like therapy, cooking, craft work, artists, you know, anything that's creative, design, of course, all of those things, right brain thinking, those jobs will be very, very hard to replace. So there's lots and lots of new jobs coming there, because of course also we will have, in the long run, we will have more free time and we'll have to work a little bit less for a while, and then a lot less in the further away future. And that means that we have more time to do other things. In a society of abundance of information and media and possibly sooner or later energy and water and food, which I tend to agree with is a future that we're going to see not too far away. In that world, we're going to have a lot of jobs dealing with filling up our time and doing things that are more of an ephemeral nature and not so much of a job nature. And in general, of course, the job landscape will shift to not necessarily do a job because I need to work for a living or make money, but to do it for self-realization, for the collective good, in a way that sometimes has been referred to as a Star Trek economy. So I'm not entirely sure how that will play out, but basically those are the two things unfolding and jobs. And I think anything in the middle, whether you are doing things that can be automated or whether you are doing things that are somewhat robotized, like filling out things and monitoring things and even operating things all the way up to pilots, my feeling is many of these jobs will be largely automated or turned into commodities. So that's it for now. If you want to know more, please go to my website, futurewithgerd.com. If you are a German native speaker, it's gerdleonhard.de or .ch for Switzerland, same thing. And thanks very much for tuning in.